From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. School's out for summer, but kids ages 18 and under can still get free lunch around South Florida. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman visited a food truck handing out meals in Little Havana.
The truck is decorated with colorful cartoons of fruits and vegetables and parks in front of Citrus Grove Elementary School for an hour at lunchtime. It's one of eight operated by the Miami-Dade County School District.
Here, our objective is to provide the kids of the community free meals.
Zulima Clausel supervises the truck. She says about 70 kids get lunch there each weekday.
That is very important for them to get a balanced and nutritional meal in the summer.
10-year-old Margarita Ariana Lau said the food truck can help families like hers.
If they don't have that much food in their house.
Ashley Lira is 12. She shows me what's in her crinkly plastic lunch bag.
Well, we got chocolate milk, animal crackers, some sandwich.
PB&J.
You got applesauce and also a juice.
Her review?
Delicious.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
There are hundreds of locations throughout South Florida where kids can get free lunch and in some cases breakfast this summer, thanks to the federal government. To find the one closest to you, you can visit our website, WLRN.org. Well, South Florida is in many ways a unique place. Needless to say, a lot of stuff to do outdoors. But unfortunately, that includes the kinds of activities that can sometimes send people to the hospital. WLRN's Danny Rivero recently sat down to talk with Dr. Gabriel Ruiz at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital to talk about one kind of injury that peaks around this time of year.
I came here to talk to you about mango season. Are there any particular things that are only happen during this time of the year?
During this season, we get an uptick on the amount of patients that have falls or have actually accidents related to the mango trees and the procurement of the fruit from the trees.
Like, what kind of accidents do they have with the procurement of the trees? Is it always falls?
Typically, it's falls. Remember that these trees are 30 feet tall. They go actually up to 100 feet. So during the season, which is June to the end of August, the trees are ripe of fruit. So people use ladders and multiple instruments to get the fruits, and they either fall from the ladders or they get electrocuted with the power lines, and sometimes a combination of both mechanisms. On the peak of the season, we get two or three patients a week that have had falls or electrocution due to reaching for the fruits on the mango trees.
And what kind of injuries have you seen from those kind of incidents?
Most of the injuries, 56 to 58% of the injuries, are traumatic brain injuries. That's fractures of the skull and internal bleeding inside the skull. And they can be very serious.
Do you have any safety tips that you might be able to share with people?
Just look out for the lines. Look out for the power lines. Be sure that you're going to be with someone. And be careful. Sometimes it's better to leave the fruit than to spend a few months in the hospital.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was WLRN's Danny Rivero speaking to Dr. Gabriel Ruiz at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital. So the bottom line from Dr. Ruiz is this: just because your mangoes might be to die for doesn't mean you actually have to tempt fate. So if you have a mango tree, do be careful out there. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.